We now know what the El Paso Children's Museum and Science Center will look like. We know what will be in it, but what are we going to call it? That's where El Pasoans and the Name the Museum Challenge comes in. Today, my guest is Stephanie Otero. She's the interim executive director of El Paso Children's Museum, who will tell us all about the goings-on at the museum and how we can take a crack at naming it. Stephanie, welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me.
Stephanie, I wanted to talk to you before we dive into the challenge, just the journey, because you in particular have been with this project since its inception, and it makes so much sense that you're the interim, but I know people out there are curious. Will you kind of walk us through how we ended up where we are at the moment?
Sure. So a couple years ago, the El Paso Community Foundation elected to become a partner in this project, and we formed a private-public partnership with the City of El Paso. And as part of that, we agreed to do the research to help figure out what is this going to be in our community? What do we want? And so we shepherded a strategic master planning that took about 6 months. We did 32 public meetings. We went back to different stakeholders groups to figure out what do El Pasoans want in this museum. And probably the most important thing that came out of that is that we would do a hybrid Children's Museum Science Center, which is best practices across the country. While we were doing this master planning and while we were hearing from El Paso, I was flying all over the country to look at the top children's museums and science centers so that I could bring best practices back to our community. And the best practice was this sort of hybrid model. At the end of that strategic master planning, we also did a search for an executive director. And we hired Dr. Paul Cortnar, who many of our El Pasoans got to know over the years that he was here. And he really helped build out what the exhibits would be, take the vision of our community and turn it into reality. He worked with the architects that were selected through an architect contest that the community also voted on to pick the architects. We had this beautiful plan. And then the Ontario Science Center, which is in his hometown of Toronto, called for him to come and take the helm. And as I like to say, they stole him from us. And so he left us to go take a job in his hometown. And it was 2 weeks before COVID hit and our country shut down. And we did launch an executive director search immediately, but museum directors don't want to leave their museums that they've become attached to, communities that they've become attached to. And so we have paused the search. And since I have been along this journey from its inception, it was sort of natural for me to take over as an interim executive director to ensure that the project did not have any hiccups. We didn't have any stop of work, and we have moved on and are on schedule to open fall of 2022. And if you drive downtown on Santa Fe or Franklin, you will see huge cranes and huge drills. We are fully in construction. This project is coming to fruition.
It is happening and you're making it happen. What's that like for you? I mean, to have gone through, okay, the research, all of the meetings, and now there's actual concrete and cranes and work. What does that feel like?
So exciting. I cannot tell you. We're on meetings and I feel like, where's the confetti? Where's the champagne? Because we're all doing this in COVID style, like just the groundbreaking and the reveal of the exhibits, all the things that we had planned that we wanted to do in person with our community that we can't. And so that little piece makes me sad, but no, super excited. Our community deserves this. This is going to be a world-class, state-of-the-art, unique, and I emphasize unique. Every single exhibit experience in this museum was built for El Paso by Gyroscope, our exhibit designers. You cannot find anything that you're going to see in our museum anywhere else. It is all
so
unique
cool.
El Paso.
I'm so excited for it. Okay, and now we get to name it. So what if you end up with a whole bunch of bag of lemons of names? Like, what do you guys do? Are you just going to wait till you find the name?
Well, I have full faith in our community. I do. You know, and it's funny because everybody's all like, well, do you remember when the Chihuahuas got named, you know, and all, you know, but Chihuahuas, everybody loves it. It's like, I think, and don't, you know, you should look up the figures, but I think it's like the second or third best merchandise in baseball. Everybody loves it across the country. So I have full faith in our community and we're giving them a lot of time. It opened on January 25th. It closes on May 1st. We actually, as of today, I think we have over 700 submissions.
Oh my gosh.
I have not seen any of them. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm going to get a list at some point. So I have full faith and we're encouraging our community to be creative in their submissions. So you can do a song, you can do a dance, you can do an art piece. Of course, there's this big grand prize for the person that picks the name to earn a lifetime membership to the museum. But we're going to give prizes along the way over the next couple months of passes to come in the first month that the museum opens for creative submissions, fun ideas. And so, we're super excited. And I'm sure some El Pasoan is going to come up with the perfect name.
Did you have one in your brain? I mean, because you've been with it the whole time. Did you have like a fake name in your head?
Or? I'm going to be perfectly honest. Everything that I have done for this project, coming up with a name feels like the thorn in my side.
That's the hard part, right?
It is. There's such pressure. This is like forever. This is, and I don't know for those of you that have gone through the naming of a child. I mean, it felt like tenfold than when I named my own children, right? And so I am happy to have the support of the community. We have asked for the support of the community in picking the architect, in building out the strategic plan. We've gone back to the community along the way and shared different pieces of the exhibits and asked for feedback. And so it's only natural that the community has a say in what the name is for the new museum.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, you're right, like with the chihuahuas, with the locomotive, it's massive. So yeah, you're going to have some people that are going to be unhappy, but like all things El Paso, we hate it until we love it and it becomes embraced.
Absolutely. Well, and it'll be our museum. How mm-hmm. proud it will be for all El Pasoans the day that this museum opens and we show the world what this community can do. It's going to be an amazing day. And you know, there's so many people that have been part of this project along the way who all want to be here with our community on day one when this museum opens.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so give us the logistics. I've got a name in my brain and I want to send it in. How do I do that?
So once you have your name, you have to figure out how you want to submit it. You can do a YouTube video, you can do a TikTok, you can take a picture of it, you know, however you want, and it'll create a file. So then you'll go to epcmuseum.org. There's a big red button. You say, name that museum, and there's a file upload. You upload your file and submit it. It's as simple as that. You can also go to our Facebook page and submit it that way. Or if you like Instagram, you can submit a picture through Instagram. I don't think Instagram does the videos. You have to go to the website or Facebook and you submit it. And it's as simple as that.
So that's it. And we can submit as many names as we come up with.
Go for it.
Really?
Go for it. And then just hashtag name the museum challenge. And we are going to start sharing different ideas on our Facebook page and our Instagram to just get reactions from the public as we're going through this process.
Oh, no, you already have because I'm totally following it. And I see this name submitted by so-and-so and I'm like, ooh, cool. So like, are you going to make the decision by the end of May or that's just when you're going to collect them?
May 1st will be the last day that we'll take submissions. And then our goal is to announce a name early summer.
Is there like a secret panel of judges in the back? Is there going to be smoke coming out of a building? How are you going to do this?
We're going to work with a marketing firm that helps take some names that we really like and sort of play with them. Like, what would a logo look like? What would the branding look like? Because what I'm told, I will not pretend to be a marketing expert, but I'm told that just the name by itself, there are several that we're going to like, but then we want to see how does it play out in terms of mascots and logos and colors and how does it look with the building? And so we'll hire a marketing firm who will take the names that we like and play those out for us. And that will help us better understand which one is the right one for us.
So that is a really smart approach because you're right. You can get attached to one name and then it's just not easy to actually use in the real world.
Exactly. So that's how we're going to approach it. So we'll be working with a marketing firm and hopefully making an announcement in early summer.
How exciting. Okay. So you heard it here. Come up with as many names as you want. You can submit them at epcmuseum.org or through any of your social media channels. I'm already on it. I got the note and I sent it to my little niece and I'm like, hey, what do you got? And in 2 seconds, she sent back some names. I'm like, well, that was fast.
Yeah, kids are awesome. Like, because they're not inhibited like adults in thinking, right. Well, what does this sound like? Or what will people think of me for this name? So yeah, we're hoping. We actually had a fourth grade class that did it as a class project and submitted four names. So we're loving how much the community is embracing this challenge.
Anything else you can tell us about the museum? Any updates? Can we already become members or how do we participate?
Sure. We haven't started the membership campaign yet, but what we are doing is posting weekly updates. So over the past 2 months, every week we featured a different zone of the museum. So we have 9 zones that have a theme like flight or weather or water. If you go to our Facebook page, and I'm old, so obviously Facebook is easier for me, but it's also was posted on Instagram, you can look back and get a sense of what the experiences are going to be like, including our 4-story, 60-foot, one-of-a-kind climber. So we've been posting pictures, and we're going to now start making all kinds of announcements of partners with the community. So as you may or may not know, we did a call for artists because we're going to have several local artists do permanent works in the museum. And in just a few weeks, we're going to start announcing the artists that were selected to do those works inside our museum.
Oh my gosh, what a great opportunity. What a great opportunity. Y'all are just going for it.
We are. And then we have other partnerships. While there are pieces of the museum that will have to be built outside of our community, every opportunity that we have to engage with the local business, we're going to do so. And so we're going to start making announcements of all those partnerships as well.
So cool. Well, congratulations on all your hard work. You get to birth a whole museum. I don't even know. What does that feel like?
I'm proud to be part of a team that is doing this amazing thing for our community. You know, I tell people all the time, I have a wonderful job. The Community Foundation is committed to this community. And we have a team assembled from the architects to the exhibit designers, to the board, to all the stakeholders that have engaged with us in this whole process. This has been a community adventure and a community success that I can't wait to actually walk in those doors.
Yes. And I can't wait to keep talking about it because obviously you're going to have to come back when it opens. And then, you know, who knows what else? I mean, you guys have everything. So thank you so much for sharing everything for us and making us such a part of the development of this Children's Museum and Science Center. Today, my guest has been Stephanie Otero, and we've been talking about how we're all invited to name the museum. The challenge goes on through May 1st. You can submit at epcmuseum.org or via their social media channels, and have at it. You can submit a whole bunch if you want. Stephanie, thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me.